This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
The opinions expressed on this show and in this podcast are those of the host and guests. They do not represent the opinion of Free FM. We encourage listeners to evaluate issues for themselves from a range of credible sources.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, good morning. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name is Jack Geelan, co-host Jenny Puamanuka.
Good morning, everyone.
And Gloria, good to hear from you again, Gloria.
Good morning, Jack and Jenny
good
and everyone
morning.
At the radio station.
Okay, now women in America protest over the right to have an abortion. The moment a child is conceived in the fetus, the spirit enters into it, according to Ecclesiastes 11, verse 2. So I'm against abortion. And apparently Luxton has made a stand for the National Party and said he's also against it and won't be changing the legislation.
Yeah, well, I disagree with long-term abortion. Like, I think if it's like something that's like the short-term right, I don't think you can consider it like a living being.
Yeah.
But I don't agree with the government's legislation, the current government over here.
Right.
But I think the Americans are taking it a little bit too far, whereas I think, like, there's some people that really do need
It's a win for the Christians.
he's got a bunny. Guys, he's got a bunny.
No.
Amen,
this is,
Jack. Amen.
Yes, and this is the Theotokos Orphan International.
I'm so
this is a beautiful statue of Our Lady, the childbearer. She's holding a child.
He's got a little baby Jesus, guys. He's got a little baby Jesus.
And it honours the preciousness of life, and it says the moment the sperm enters into the egg within a woman, that child is already a child. God breathed. God has put the spirit into that child.
It's
really up to the people to abort that child.
Believe in, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's up to the people.
What do you think, Gloria?
Well, I was thinking, Jack, in the very, very early stages, I was actually asked to have an abortion with my daughter, and I said no.
Yeah.
But in the very, very, very early stages, if it means the life of the mother and that sort of thing, maybe so.
But you don't change the law to allow... to give the mother permission to have an abortion because that's murder.
Well, I mean, even if that woman was raped, Jack, even if she was raped, there are a lot of people out there that would like children. She could go ahead, have the baby and adopt it out.
But there's also sometimes like a medical abortion is common practice.
When the mother's going to die, that's a different story.
Yeah. Things like that.
Now, the new Theotokos co-redemptrix, which is the Mother Mary, Orphan International Trust will offer food, clothing and shelter, father-mother mentoring, affirming the orphan spirit, because a lot of people have an orphan spirit. So we'd be taking this around the world. It would be an international trust that we are me and a Catholic friend are seeking to put together. Now, we have to recover our own mental health. Manage our emotions. We've been in dumber than dumb world for too long with selfies, the internet and so forth, and everything's been external and sort of showmanship and so forth. Now with COVID, the house is on fire, our inner world is challenged. A lot of people are broken, neurotic, triggering off, being in the dark. So this basically means that we have to recover our mental health, don't we? And we talked about that at the Theosophical Society. What
yes,
did you think
did.
About that on Sunday
that
evening?
It was pretty cool. We had a matariki feast and, you know, we just had good chats. And you got up and did a whole matariki...
talk.
Yeah, like a seminar.
Yeah. I talked about the need to involve other cultures and spirituality, Celtic, St. Columbus and the sign of the dove.
Yeah.
And I talked about all of us being part of the deerfold and being dove peacemakers and so forth.
Dove peacemakers.
And the Mary Magdalene, the Black Madonna, Divine Feminine, bringing in the reign of Christ, the glorified corporate son, dealing with Satan now, the body of Christ and the kingdom now, theology. I think they were really blessed by it, and they liked my rituals.
They're always really nice to us. I love the Theosophical Society.
Did you like how I said how to access the divine feminine she brought forth a male child who's to rule the nations with a rod and iron? And I got people to breathe into their solar plexus and identify the man child.
The man child.
Lord Jesus.
Man child or man child?
Man child.
Man child. Okay.
So that was brilliant, and they're willing to donate to us if we get this international trust going.
Very good.
Yeah, so that's really good. So what do you think of the Mother Mary, Gloria?
Yes, I do. I got no time for the poet, but Mother Mary, yes.
What's she got against the poet?
Also, Jack, I'm going to ask John if he'll do my 22nd booklet today.
Yeah.
And one of the titles is Men's Affairs Matter Too.
That's right. Nice. Honouring fathers. Because I went to the fathers' meeting last night with Man Up, and that was really good. And one guy said he had a stepfather and how there were so many complications with the relationships, and men are just not honoured as men. So Mary, the woman become Mother Marys, Matariki Mother Marys, and the men become Ururangi Father Josephs.
Yeah.
You know, so we need to honour men and women.
Yeah.
Now, we must bind the council and government to common law and equity. The straw man, the corporate you in capital letters, your first name, means that you become, they use an illegal entity to say you're just monetized. Mm-hmm. You're just worth so much money. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a false identity that the system uses on you. And we need to create something people can control, looking to remedies enhancing mana through tinaranga teretanga, Tūranga Waiwai, Kotiakitanga and Manaakitanga. Rates Association had this meeting on Saturday, and they were talking about a charter that honours the rights of all people and also keeps the council accountable with the up-and-coming elections. So we want to put this charter in this constitution that says you can't sell off the three waters.
Yeah.
That you've got to provide housing for all people, not just for the rich.
Yeah.
So, and if you break the code of ethics, a couple of them have broken it, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
Yeah. And Steve Evans is a bit upset over
it. There's a lot of drama going on in the Families for Justice whānau at the moment.
Yeah.
And I received a phone call last night saying that a certain councillor may have a complaint over his head, and there's evidence of him being kind of derogatory to people.
Yeah, but you went in and spoke on my behalf to the mayor, according to the code of ethics.
I dragged the mayor out.
Good idea.
Leave my son alone. Leave my son alone.
Now, Brad Murphy was one of the main speakers at the Rates Association, HUI, spoke out about the closure of the Marsden refinery benefiting multinational corporations running a Ponzi scheme using inflation, deflation to benefit themselves. And he talked about us all being enslaved, surrendering our rights to the predators. Why can't we produce our own oil and our own petrol? Why do they want to shut down Marsden Point and give wage so the corporations can have absolute control? I mean, it's a hard enough job getting oil from Russia at the moment, isn't it, around the world?
The thing is we need to switch from oil because we've joined the zero emissions bill.
Yeah.
So we need to switch over to electric.
Yeah, but I'm paying $3.20 for a litre of petrol. If we have our own Marsden Point refinery, reproduce our own oil, our own petrol in New Zealand, secure our oil refinery for our future, dig in at Marsden. So Brad Murphy brought this out, and he brought out about us having our own charter, our own constitution. Now, we do have a constitutional monarchy, but it has no teeth.
Yeah.
Because men are not honoured in our current system, you know what I mean? We don't have direct democracy, which we should have.
Yes and no. I think it's getting a lot better as time progresses.
What do you think, Gloria?
Do you know, Jack, that in a book I've got here, these gypsy caravans and that, they had a copper tin and they went from Hamilton to Auckland on a bucket of coal.
Wow.
For petrol.
Yeah, it's disgusting, and the price of oil and petrol going through the roof, and the government wants to sell off our assets and get rid of Marsden Point, which would create our own petrol in New Zealand, for goodness sakes, you know.
So they want to sell off Marsden Point. So is Marsden Point like an oil refinery station?
Yeah, up in Auckland, on the other side of Auckland, on the way to Whangarei.
So where do they get the oil from, though? Do they deep sea drill?
Yeah.
They're not actually allowed to do that prior to 10 years ago.
Now, don't bring in political correctness because...
Not allowed to.
No, people need to understand we can produce our own oil, mm-hmm. and we could have our own petrol, and we're giving way to multi-corporate internationalists, the oligarchs around the world.
Do they export the petrol?
No, they make it here. We could have our own supply and supply overseas
nations.
We're a very self-supporting country.
Electric anyway, because of the zero emissions bill.
Yeah, so that's a bit of a con, really, in some ways. We need to do that, but we need to look after our own people.
Well, we need to make sure that we don't kill the planet, so I think it's a very good thing.
Right. Now, expatriates, those with dual citizenship, there's 407,000 of them, can vote in the 2023 elections, and donations involving more than $5,000 has to be declared. Mm-hmm. I think they should lower their voting age to 16, teaching ethics in schools, setting up democratic assemblies.
I wanted to vote when I was 16.
Yeah.
But I didn't get the chance to.
Yeah.
Sadly, I would have voted for John Key.
But they have to declare their donations.
Wasted vote.
Because it was anything over $15,000 they had to declare. Now they have to declare $5,000. Now, Winston Peters is in court with his foundation trust for stealing $750,000 in donations.
Ooh,
they are
really?
Being held. Woody runs with the hounds and hunts with the hound dogs, you know, sort of thing. He's on both sides. But he needs to define a constitution. He needs to stand up for the rights of people, needs to stand up for families, and he didn't do that.
How much did he allegedly fraud?
Oh, no, there was $750,000 taken in donations, and they can't account for it, you know.
Winnie!
Yeah, yeah.
Get in trouble.
Yeah, so we do need to bind councils and government to common law and equity. I think that we need to have our own constitution. We need to stop the Three Waters monopoly.
Stop the
And provide affordable homes. And we need to have green wave when it comes to, you know, the traffic lights, because you're getting stuck at all these traffic lights. And
there's
if they had the green wave, they'd all be green at the same time.
There's no more corona, so that you don't have to be fully vaccinated now, do you?
Mm.
In order to go into any job you want.
Right.
You don't have
No, I think they're still advertising the boost, the mark of the boost.
You still have to be fully vaccinated.
Mark of the boost.
But there's no more corona left. The only thing that's left in the country is Omicron.
Right.
Omicron.
Well, that's a good point, Jenny. You're bringing out a lot of good points today.
Why do we need to be mandated? It makes no sense.
Now, Turkey, Finland and Sweden joined the NATO alliance. And last week I asked the question, is America waging a proxy war on the Ukraine? Putin is exposing the biolabs, the vaccine biolabs, the trafficking in children, the biotech neuroscientific superhuman test tube babies. Captain America's through transhumanism and bioengineering are being produced.
And,
you know, you become a spirit being led by the spirit. We are created in God's own image. We don't need these cyborgs, and it's all tech slavery. And now they're talking about the artificial intelligence that's going to be brought into the country. And people don't communicate from the heart anymore. We're all going to be screen heads, aren't we?
What did you write on the Stormtrooper helmet? Cyborg from hell. You know, Star Wars was my favourite movie when I was a little girl.
Okay, now what will happen to our own sense of identity if surgeons can transplant heads?
Mm-hmm.
If biologists can make heads bigger?
Mm-hmm.
If psychologists can put electrical machinery inside their head? Vance Packard, one of the world's sharpest social critics, assesses contemporary scientist projects for reshaping people and controlling their behaviour.
Oh, no.
Man.
Oh, no.
Devising more sophisticated forms of surveillance, manufacturing living organs, stimulating and modifying the brain, programming behavior, controlling people en masse, altering the natural processes of birth, death, old age, hybridizing man with animal or man with machine. Counterfeit duplication.
Do you know who you sound like right now? You sound like Alex Jones. Do you know who Alex Jones is?
Yeah, I know. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's the craziest
conspiracy theorist out there, man.
Yeah. Right.
He still supports Trump.
Some of the people caught one of these men, thought they'd stoned him to death, but he rose up again.
Okay, so today we're talking about women in America protest over the right to have an abortion. I believe it is murder. And the moment a child is conceived in the womb, the spirit enters in at that point. That's what I actually believe.
I think it's they should give people the choice of what they want.
No.
Give people the choice.
My choice, my body. No, no.
My body, my choice.
I'm into honouring the preciousness of life.
I would never do it, but yep. I would never judge anyone who yep. felt that it was necessary to do something like that.
And while we're talking about the preciousness of life, we're all about the community. This is James R. Hill. This is a Tokanui memorial wall that they've actually put up at honouring all the people that have died there. They had some vicious deaths. I used to work there, and I used to see babies with big heads and things like that. And and apparently they had some vicious people sort of burn themselves alive. You know, it was terrible. So
people burnt themselves alive in Tokanui.
In Tokanui. Lord Jesus, be with their spirit. And the most haunted place in New Zealand. We need a memorial monument put up to remember all the suicides and honour those who've taken their lives. So I wouldn't mind seeing a memorial wall.
Yeah.
Rick Hayward and I talked about that.
I've always wanted to go inside. The building is still there, eh?
Yes, it's still there.
I believe that the Māoris wanted to buy it and turn it into another te wānanga.
Right.
But the government won't allow them because it's tribal land.
Now, the new Theotokos co-redemptrix, Mother Mary, who's the child bearer, we want to start up Orphans International Trust so we can offer food, clothing and shelter to all mothers and children and father-mother mentoring. And did you see in Bangladesh, they've had all these floods and there's women on TV saying, we haven't got food left, our houses are being destroyed. It's quite terrible what's going on over there. So, the Mother Mary and the Theotokos International Orphans Trust would actually fit into humanitarians over here.
Yeah.
And apparently you're going to be teaching our Rainbow Ribbons program.
Yeah, so every Friday I teach our Rainbow Ribbons program. We've got an assistant.
Yeah,
as well.
And you do know how you follow 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That becomes a wellness plan.
Yeah.
And people use their own higher power. They become their own supervisor, as it were, practicing suicide first aid,
so I let
buddy
them
support, grief therapy through talking therapy, freedom fighters, standing against oppression and then healers. So they learn to heal themselves and do a trauma recovery practitioner program.
I let them choose which one they want to do.
Right. But they all have to do a wellness plan look at the triggers in the areas of abuse in their lives and write it down on a piece of paper.
We've started doing wellness journals. So.
Because if you can't mirror your own wellness when you're working with other people, you'll trigger off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So people, if they want to, they start up a wellness journal and a mood journal.
Right.
So that's part of cognitive behavioural therapy.
And that's right.
And at the end of the course, we start a wellness plan.
Yeah. What do you think of that wellness plan, Gloria?
I'd like to back up a bit, actually, because I haven't been able to get a word in edgeways. But, zoning is for cloning. That's what two of my poems are about.
Yes.
And also, Vladimir is... out there. Yeah. Also, Vladimir is getting very palsy with communist China.
Yeah, so that could be quite dangerous. So we have to recover our own mental health, manage our emotions.
Yeah.
We've been in the dumber-than-dumb world with selfies, internet, and this whole external reality of digital world and everything else.
Good.
And now it's dangerous for the children, and they're saying they're going to have to regulate online viewing for children. So they're increasingly more problems.
Fair enough.
And with the COVID, the house is on fire, our inner world is being challenged, a lot of people are broken, neurotic, triggering off, being in the dark. And of course, we were saying about Putin, how he's exposing biolabs, the trafficking in children, because they all have surrogate mothers over there in the Ukraine, and the biotech neuroscientific superhuman test tube babies. They might be able to train up
babies.
Captain Americas. You know, you put the
test
cloak on and you learn how to fly or whatever.
Is it IVF?
Yeah.
It's not a test tube baby.
Yeah, but the biotech, they've got it. A special sperm. All the politicians have sold their souls to the New World Order. Master race for population elimination. The perfect sperm for the perfect egg.
I'm just imagining... clones,
controlling the masses.
Glowing eyed
robots. Do you want to be a robot?
Me?
And a clone?
I don't.
Counterfeit duplication.
I don't think that's humanly possible to become a
lot of
robot.
People out there can't wait to be cloned, Jack, apparently.
Right. So we've got tech slavery and cyborg.
Are you a
from
cyborg?
Hell. Do you
Are
like
you a
this?
Cyborg?
No. I'm a real
Are
human
sure you're not
created in the image of the
this
Lord
Jesus.
This
whole time I've known you could have been a cyborg.
No way.
Yeah. Are you a cyborg?
That's why I don't believe in aliens and this sort of thing either.
You guys could have been a bunch of robots.
I thought you were an alien, Jack.
No. I'm a manifest son. I'm created in God's own image there, Gloria.
Jack's out of this world. He's an alien.
Now, we must bind council and government to common law and equity.
Mm.
The straw man, the corporate you, is the capital letter on the on your first name, apparently.
Okay.
And that's the invisible entity that they use. They can monetize you and just use you as a false identity.
Yeah.
But we've had someone, one of the sovereigns, what's his name? He responded online to us.
Her name is Kate.
Kate. Yeah, thanks, Kate, for having your feedback online this morning. And we are sovereigns. We stand for direct democracy and a new constitution. And but we've found, like, you know, with this Hikoi, Save the Children coming up, we've had a few problems with some of them because apparently with the funds shared, a lot of them are protesting, but they're alienated from the places where they are protesting. The people are kicking them out.
Yeah.
And it says to me that you have to moderate yourself. That if you can't change as a mother or father and be recover your own mental health, you kind of go into the dark and you start attacking one another. And we don't want to go there with the sovereigns. We want to be people who stand up for our rights and do a legitimate protest, stand for the children, but we don't want to write ourselves off by attacking one another. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. And it's a very complicated situation at the moment, but it is what it is, man. So we got to attend the event anyway.
Yeah, we'll be there on the 4th of July and working with all the mothers and fathers and Save the Children. And hopefully we'll have this international trust with the Theotokos Orphan International registered by them. Now, fentanyl users have been hospitalized as Wairarapa.
And
the opiate epidemic in America is responsible for 60,000 deaths.
A year.
A year.
Wow.
And we have overdosing already going on in New Zealand. And
yeah,
the suppliers are bringing in the fentanyl from China, Mexico,
they
India.
Also, so I have SVT, which I talk about openly on the show. This one time that the ambulance had to take me away to put me in recess. They offered me fentanyl, and I said, no, I will not be having fentanyl.
Now, I want you to qualify something about CCHR.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the NZSPT is running a meth recovery group, being drug-free ambassadors.
Yeah.
You can become a breviarian. Tiwaduatapa.
Breviarian.
Lord Jesus. Just breathe in natural air. You don't need to go on drugs.
Yes.
You can get on a natural high of Jesus. What can you tell me about CCHR and drug-free ambassadorship?
So we're hoping to create like a drug-free mental health system. We think that people are over-prescribed.
Yeah. So you don't go along with medicines either, do you?
No,
over-prescribed
they believe in medicine.
Drugs. Yep.
It's just psychiatry, which is the problem. They think that psychiatry over-prescribes people and puts too many people on drugs when it's not a necessity.
Yes, Gloria?
And I think that they, as I said before, they should have a special squad manning the coastlines because this is very...
A squad manning the coastlines, because that's where the drugs are coming in from China and Mexico and... Yeah, they need to step up the ante against all those drug abusers. They want to bring all this fentanyl. But fentanyl, you take it at night because
it's sedative, isn't it?
Yeah. It's mixed in with cocaine and other drugs. And apparently you don't wake up the following morning.
That's horrible.
You go into this coma. And
go into like a trance.
You go into a trance.
Yeah, it's extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
They give it to people on their deathbed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's because it takes away all the pain.
Now, am I being judged for shutting Satan down, who's causing suicides, family destruction, and the mayhem in society? I believe in the gap theory that Satan was cast out of heaven millions of years ago, and who's doing his dirty work upon the earth?
Mm.
The body of Christ and the kingdom now theology. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. Premillennialists want to wait around for Jesus. And they don't believe that Satan is already here. They're waiting for Jesus to come down after the rapture. What do you think, Gloria?
I think so, Jack. But as I've said before, if God is for us, who can be against us?
You have to be a real Christian now. And I'm going to be asking John for a picture called the Golden Christ because it's the kingdom reality of the future age of bringing in the reign of Christ and this sort of thing. And my Rainbow Ribbons program, I talk about the Apostles of the Lamb and Daystar Apostleship because each one of these functionaries here is identified with the Lion of the Tribe of Judah and also Christ coming as the Day Star, you know what I mean, the Bright Morning Star, which is kind of wonderful, isn't it, Gloria? So today we've been talking to you about I'm against abortion and I'm glad America has done that.
Mm-hmm.
The moment a child is conceived, the spirit enters into it.
Yeah.
We've also got Malcolm Richardson who's gone for a claim against the government to do with what happened at Lake Alice with the electrification of the genitals. You know
about that, don't you?
Working with CCHR. We've got to bind the council and government to common law and equity, and that's where the sovereigns come in. But we all have to work in all the different groups around the country, standing up for our rights. Fentanyl has entered into the country, and the New Zealand Suicide Prevention Trust is running a meth recovery program, being drug-free ambassadors.
Yes, we
become
are.
A breviarian.
Amen.
Yes, 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 yes. And we're against counterfeit duplication. God created us as real humans and do back us with our international trust, the Theotokos Orphan International.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is From the Fringes. I'll catch you later then, Gloria.
Bye-bye, Gloria.
Okay, Wednesday Church.
Yeah, have okay. Bye-bye
everybody.
For another week.
Bye-bye,
have a great
love.
Week. Let's
bye-bye,
all be agents
at the station.
God of Lord changes. Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.